Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to The Golden Path with Heather Allison. I feel like I have been somewhat formal about this show up until now. I think that was somewhat necessary while you got to know this work, while you got to know me, while I introduced you to these concepts, to these principles, these deeper truths and archetypal energetic patterns that govern our lives and dictate really whether we will feel happy and fulfilled or not. But I'm really just feeling called to just drop in with you here from now on, just be here with you having a conversation. I mean, granted, it's a one-way conversation, but still a conversation. Something that feels a little more intimate. I don't want it to be such a formula anymore, if you will, like you would find on a lot of other podcasts or radio shows. I just want to kind of be here with you, sharing insights more informally, sharing teachings, sharing downloads, sharing encouragement with you while I'm here. Like we're just hanging out and having a chat. You might also notice that I'm starting to drop some little mini podcasts in here now and again. I think I've only done one so far, but I'm going to be doing more, just dropping in for like a handful of minutes to just share something timely, something that's up in my life or in the lives of my clients, a message that's been coming through and that wants to be shared, a tip maybe. So be sure to subscribe here so you can get those little drops of magic and beauty and support when they come through. And as always, anybody who messages me about this show is going to be entered to win a free month of my activation membership. It's a space where women like you are coming to get supported, like to get these tools, to get this archetypal and energetic activation for themselves, for their lives, for their love lives and relationships, for their businesses and their ability to call in what they're desiring and to call in their next level and to really live and walk the path that was meant for them. So to do that, to send me a message, hop over to heather-allison.com and click connect in the top right corner and send me a little message. It can be an aha moment, a question, whatever you feel called to share with me. Just be sure to reference this podcast when you do. And somebody will win a free month of the membership. And then from there, if you feel like staying in there, it's just $33 a month. But you can also always cancel should you feel called. So over the past 5 months of doing this show, we've dived into a lot here. And I shared a lot of information with you, a lot of insights and principles and understandings about these archetypes, the energy patterns that underlie everything about our lives and that really truly dictate how we feel, what we're capable of receiving, and how aligned we are with what we're meant for, with what wants to come in, with what wants to reach us. They impact everything. These archetypes impact everything. We've talked about how they affect our love lives, our relationships and dating, How if our love lives are feeling out of sorts, if they're not working, there's an underlying archetypal imbalance at play, and how to begin to shift what's not working in those relationships, in our love lives. We've talked about how they affect our businesses, our ability to call in clients, our ability to find our soulful success, our ability to create and receive abundance. And we talked about the energies we want to be holding in this emerging feminine paradigm of business, whether we're entrepreneurs or not, in order to find the ease and flow that we really want our success to come with. You see all sorts of people out there succeeding but killing themselves to do it, and that's not how it's meant to be. And we've talked about how our embodiment of the divine feminine archetype and her energies is required if we want to really hear our intuition, if we want to tap into our intuitive abilities, if we want to have access to our power and our mystical abilities, our mystical connection, and be fully helped and fully supported by what I call the invisible realms and the universe itself, for that matter. So I often say that there are kind of four channels to this work, four paths, if you will, four paths to enter this work and to activate the energetics within us that we're built for, that we were built for, but that we've forgotten. Love is the first, success is the second, the mystical is the third. So those are the three that we've already talked about so far in previous episodes of this podcast. Love, success, and the mystical. The last one then, and those don't really go in any order, so whatever. Success could be first, doesn't matter. They don't come in order. But the last one then that we're talking about today is the channel where we get to activate our deepest joy, where we really get to come home to who we truly are, what we're really meant for, where we get to be free from everything that's been holding us back, what's been blocking us, what's been feeling heavy or burdensome or painful, where we've been suffering. It's where we reclaim the parts of us that have been here all along, but that have been hiding, buried under this conditioning, this wounded paradigm conditioning, the learned behavior, the learned beliefs, other people's expectations, our own fears, our embodied trauma, you name it. All the ways that we've forgotten who we really are and what we're really here for and how to create the life we're meant to live. It's where we get to remember that there is more for us. And not only is it possible, it's actually a part of our soul's path. And it all starts to unfold as we let ourselves shed the wounded paradigm and its conditioning, the patterns of wound and scarcity, and come back to the archetypal and energetic patterning we were built for. It's the channel of joy, of power, of freedom, and of deep, deep alignment. And that's what we're here to talk about here today. Basically, how the divine feminine is your key to unlock the cage you found yourself in. Whatever that cage is made of. And we all have one. And how the divine feminine is our source for our most fulfilled, our most aligned, our most joyful life possible, our golden path, and how she returns us to exactly who we've always been meant to be, exactly what we're capable of, and exactly what we're meant for. I'm going to have us go to a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to do what I always do on this podcast, which is start us off before we get into content by dropping us into our bodies, by getting us out of our active monkey minds, our busy lives, our busy thoughts, and drop us in deeper so that we can actually feel and receive this information and this medicine much deeper in our bodies and much deeper in our energetic bodies. So hang out for just a second and we'll be right back. So if you've been listening to this podcast at all yet, you'll know that I love to, before I get into the topic, before I really drop into our content, I like to take a few minutes and just drop us into our bodies. Get us out of the swirling madness of our external lives, their busy, 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 go, go, go lives, and give us the gift of coming home, the gift of coming home to our centers, to our bodies, to our own energy fields and our own space. So take a minute here to close your eyes if you can. If you're driving or something like that, obviously, please don't do that. But I invite you to, even if you are driving, still to find and cultivate some presence here, letting yourself feel this anchoring in, this deepening into your body, into your own energy field. And I invite you to try to receive the rest of the information and content that I'm going to be sharing with you today, not just with your brains, not just with your minds, your rational awareness, but much, much deeper in your body, in your deeper and more ancient wisdom. So again, if you're not driving, take a moment here and just come to a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. Notice how even just this is such a gift in the middle of a busy day. Giving yourself the gift of returning to your inner world, of returning to the invisible realms within you and around you. Coming back from the constant focus on what's out there, what's next, and returning to what's here, what's within, what's deeper in your experience than just what you can see. And see if you can feel or even just intend for your energy and your awareness and your conscious thought to drop down into your body. However you want to do that, you can imagine your breath dropping in deeper and deeper and deeper with every inhale. Breathing down to your belly, breathing down to your hips. You can imagine yourself as a traveler inside your own body and dropping down, winding downstairs or dropping down like in an elevator. Or just jumping and softly falling through your midline. You can imagine a finger tracing all the way down the front of your body until you feel yourself deeper, anchored down here into your lower body. You can place a hand on your womb space or your lower belly, connecting yourself here. Whatever you choose, dropping all the way down to your hips, to your pelvis, to your sacral chakra, your sacral bowl. Just being here, breathing from here, softening here, finding expansion here. What do you notice? As you're deepening into your body, as you're feeling the weight of your body in your seat, what do you notice? What happens in your body? What sensations move through you? Where do you feel them? What thoughts or emotions crop up? Notice. Feeling deep, deep down here in your sacral chakra, in your womb or your pelvis, your sacral bowl. If there were a seed down here, a seed of an aspect of who you really are that you've forgotten, what part of you wants to be reclaimed, returned? What part of you is ready to be embodied? What seed of who you are is ready to bloom. Is ready to come to fruition. Is ready to be expressed. And as you feel into this, you might suddenly feel your heart chakra, a sudden anxiousness or a twinge of butterflies. Maybe your throat clenches suddenly. Notice what you feel in your body as you connect with this part of you that's ready to be reclaimed. That's ready to awaken. It's all perfect, just notice. And then see if you can feel the best possible version of this part of you. The version where reclaiming it, embodying it, bringing it into you and into the light is easy. Where it's natural, where it's beautiful, where it unlocks the doors that you've been banging on or afraid to open for years. Taking a few more breaths here. Just noticing what happens in your body here too. And again, I want to invite you to receive the rest of this episode from here, down here in your body, rather than up in your head, and see if you can let yourself feel what I'm sharing with you rather than just hear it. And see if you can notice the sensations that move through you as you do, just like we did here. Take a nice, deep, last breath in here and exhale open mouth to anything that wants to be released. And you can go ahead and open your eyes again if you'd like, and just let yourself come back to presence here. Keep your eyes closed if you'd like, if you want to listen to the rest of this episode with your eyes closed and just take this in as a meditation, or you can open them. And you might want to pause this audio too if you'd like to do some journaling about what you just experienced, what you just felt, what came to you in that exercise before you continue on. Otherwise, let's start playing in the archetypal realm. Those pathways are channels I was just talking about, love, soulful success, the mystical, and the joy or freedom pathway. And honestly, I just really call that the joy pathway for the most part, because our truest joy really comes when we have our own personal internal freedom, right? But anyway, these pathways are the entry points you can choose to start doing this work through. Meaning, if love is what you're like most deeply after, you can choose the love path and you can get the kind of powerful awakening and activation of these archetypal patterns that align you most deeply with the love you're craving. If it's tapping into your intuition and connecting with your guides, being able to be and feel deeply aligned with your soul path and know that you're in the right place, know what your soul purpose is, know what you're here for, then the mystical pathway gives you the tools and the activation and the practices to do exactly that. And each pathway has multiple levels, multiple types and depths of courses and programs and practices you can explore depending on what you're looking for and depending on how much you want to invest in the process. And by that, I mean both money and your time, right? And I do this, I've been guided to do this so that literally every woman who wants this work, who wants this transformation, can find something that fits her perfectly, because that's part of my mission here, is to make sure that literally as many women as possible get their hands on this transformation, on this activation, on the remembrance of who they really are and the return to their soul purpose and their soul path. Because for me and what I've received around that, that is exactly what's going to set us all free. That's exactly what's going to heal the problems, the shitstorm in this world right now. It's what's going to bring us back together, because literally everything changes when we do this work. Literally everything changes. We have an entirely different perspective of the world and of our part in it and of our power in it, and of our abilities to have and choose the life that we're meant for, and our ability to make a difference, our ability to manifest what we desire, to call in what we desire. I see it every single day. And this pathway, the one I call the joy path, is about your coming home. It's about finding the way you've always known there's supposed to be, that you started this life out knowing was possible. The one you were sure existed before this world basically started beating you down and started draining it out of you, right? The entry point for this joy pathway on my website says, I want to find that thing that's missing. I know it's supposed to feel easier than this. I want to feel amazing and like my best me again. I mean, reading that again, isn't that kind of all of us? Like, haven't you felt that? I absolutely have. That feeling like, wait, I was sure there was supposed to be more than this. I was so sure that it was supposed to feel brighter, to feel better, that it just wasn't supposed to feel this hard. I was sure I was meant for something beautiful, something meaningful, maybe something really important. I was sure there was something even a little bit magical within me, or at least I once did, right? There's that ache, like you're missing an entire part of yourself and you aren't sure where you misplaced it, where you lost it somehow, somewhere. And most of us, I think, feel some aspect of that. And I think we end up trying to fill that up with alcohol or work, like overworking, numbing ourselves out. I know I used to. I used to drink a lot of wine and really was basically trying to find intimacy in the bottle of a Cabernet, bottom of a Cabernet bottle. But it's a false intimacy, right? Just like it's a false confidence. And all we're doing is numbing ourselves enough so that we don't have to feel anything real. We sometimes fill it up with other people even, right? Like just focusing so much on our loved ones or on our clients or finding love or finding someone else to fill that hole. And so we look for something outside of us to come in and make up for that thing that feels like it's missing. Cram the hole full of something. Fill it, hurry up, fill it, because it hurts, right? But it can never fill that hole. It can never make up for that thing that feels like it's missing. It never can. And that's because that thing that we're missing is actually a part of us. It's a part of our energetic and archetypal makeup. That feeling we're feeling is us missing the other half of ourselves, the entire other half of our energetic selves. The parts of us and our power and our abilities and our truth that we were never meant to be separated from. And that is the divine feminine archetype, as you've heard me talk about her before, but it's also not just her. And what I mean by that is it's not just that we miss the feminine energy. It's that we miss everything she brings with her. Everything she makes possible. The depth of pleasure, the power of our inner knowing and our intuition, the ability to move with our emotions instead of being terrified of them, being taken out by them, being overwhelmed by them, rejecting them or burying them or stifling them somehow, pushing them down. The connection to our bodies and their deepest sensations, their powerful messages to us, their greatest access to pleasure. Our wholeness, our fullness, she is our ability to access all of who we are and all of what we're meant for, all of what is possible for us, all of what we're capable of. The divine masculine is linear. He's built for edges and straight lines. And remember, if you've heard me say this on earlier episodes, when I'm talking about the divine masculine and when I'm saying he, I'm referring to the archetype within us, the energy within us, within all of us, male and female, men and women, doesn't matter who you are, you all have it in you. He, the divine masculine archetype, is linear. The feminine is how we access all of us, all of our human technology, all parts of who we are, and the masculine is how we move it forward. It's how we decide what steps to take. It's how we take action. It's how we move forward in a trajectory. Does that make sense? But he is linear. And so you wonder then why our lives feel so much about achievement, so much about pushing forward, so much about feeling hurried and harried and stressed and empty and full of pressure to like go, go, go and do more. Why we feel disconnected, why it feels like something's missing. It's because our world is over-masculinized, and that means we're just operating on one axis of our power, the straight line, the edge, the linear. The feminine is fullness. She's depth. She is expansion. She is embracing. And here's the thing. She's also internal. Right? The masculine is external. The feminine is internal. She governs our internal world. She governs our access to our internal world and the invisible world. She is the depth and the fullness of our internal existence. And invisible existence. And so this is why the masculinized paradigm has us like constantly focusing on what's outside of us. It's why we get so stuck in comparison with other people, looking at how they're doing things, looking at what the experts are saying, and I should be doing that. It's why we get stalled and stuck and frozen, thinking we can't move forward until we're perfect, until we have it all together, until we look more like the other person doing it. More like their version of success. Wondering if we should be doing it another way, wondering if we're missing the boat, wondering if there's something wrong with us. It's why we get so stuck in feeling bad about where we are or judging other people for where they are and trying to pull them to where we are. It's both sides of that same wounded coin. Self-rejection and other rejection. It's why we feel like we have to live up to expectations or are afraid of what other people think and afraid of judgment, right? This is why we hide. This is when we're afraid of stepping out, afraid of speaking our truth, afraid that we will be rejected or judged for who we are because we're so focused on what's outside of us. When we're worried about how we will look, we are giving more value to what's outside of us than what's inside. And I don't mean that from like a physical appearance perspective. I mean that from the people and the world outside of us. We're valuing them more than we value ourselves. Because we've literally systematically in this over-masculinized paradigm, we have systematically rejected everything about our personal, internal, and invisible experience. Everything. We live our lives based on the external, based on what you can measure, based on what you can prove, based on what you can argue about, based on what you can plot on a spreadsheet. We've completely invalidated everything that comes of the internal and the invisible world. It's why we've so deeply rejected so much of our innate human experience and our human technology because it exists within us. And we've decided, thanks to super backwards paradigm that we live in, that everything that's outside of us, everything that we can measure and define and fit in a box is more important, more valuable, more desirable than what we can't, than what's inside of us, right? And so the feminine archetype and feminine energy is about a coming home. a coming back inside, a returning to what we know much, much deeper inside of us than what the external world can tell us. It's a remembering, a returning to who we are, what we're meant for, what we're capable of, a returning to our own power. Around the beginning of the year, I joined a peer mastermind. And what that means is, a handful of fellow coaches, fellow female entrepreneurs who are all doing the thing and all in varying degrees of success, all successful, all doing very well in our businesses. And we came together instead of like hiring coaches and joining more programs and things like that, we decided we would come together, share our own expertise, support one another, and do it from a place of just wanting to see one another succeed even more, even greater. All of these women that are in this peer mastermind are badasses. We are all at about six-figure businesses or above. Some of them are at seven-figure businesses. Some of them have been doing this for 7 years or more. Some of them have been, splashed on the pages of whatever magazine, and like, it's incredible. And it's also in varying degrees. So some of us are at that massively expansive, like very visible, very successful, very like been doing it a while level. And some of us are doing amazingly well, but also still working on growth and still working on getting to some of the higher levels, if that makes sense. And one of the things about me that I'm coming to realize more and more and more is I'm really easily inspired. I'm really easily inspired, and I'm really easily the wound side of that. Very easily sidetracked from what my purpose is, what my frequency is, what my pathway is, what I'm supposed to be doing, and what's perfect for me. And so one of the things that happened, and it was absolutely on purpose, this happened this way. I know that that's actually part of the reason that I joined this, that I was guided to join this peer mastermind, was exactly so that I could see this pattern in myself and so that I could start to choose differently. But one of the things I noticed was that I started looking at what everyone else in this group was doing and at their version of success and how they got to their version of success. And I started looking at mine and going, oh, crap. Maybe I should be doing it. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing it that way. Maybe I'm supposed to be at that level that they're at, or I don't matter as much, or I'm not as good at what I do, or whatever else. All of these judgments, all of these comparisons, all of these ideas that I was supposed to somehow be different from who I am, or I was supposed to be doing things differently than what I'm already doing and what I'm being guided to do. And you guys, I sit down and I meditate every single day. Okay, so sometimes I fall off the wagon and I don't, but most days I sit down on my mat and I meditate to receive guidance from my cosmic team to understand what I'm supposed to be doing moving forward. And so I'm wholly guided, completely guided in my business. And what I noticed was, and it's actually, I've noticed this before because it's not the first time it's happened, right? These patterns, especially when they have the power to derail us really strongly, really powerfully, are a sign and a symptom that this is one of the things that we are probably going to bump into at different levels and at different degrees throughout our life, because we are here to transmute and shift exactly that. And so this is something that's come up before for me. And what I noticed is, as soon as I started even flirting with the idea of taking on their way and their process and how they do business, or thinking I was supposed to be, because so one of the things that some of these other women are like is that some of them are those kind of, and I'm not saying this in a disparaging or judgy way, is I admire the pants off of them. But they're kind of what I call like the jazz hand coaches, that are really visible and love being really visible and are constantly doing Facebook Lives and Instagram stories, and they're just really good and comfortable being out there and verbal and loud. I'm not loud. I'm not a loud personality. I am not a loud person. My energy isn't loud. And when I try to take on that, or when I start thinking I'm supposed to be more like that, everything in my business halts. It comes to a standstill. discovery calls dry up. Nobody's reaching out. Nobody's commenting. Nobody's like all the things. It dries out. My inspiration dries out. My connection to these courses that I birth, that I hold space for, that these containers that I guide, these courses and journeys that I guide, that dries out. All of it starts shriveling because I'm trying to take on someone else's way. Because I'm trying to take on someone else's frequency, someone else's energy, someone else's medicine that they're specifically here to bring to this world. It's not what I'm here to bring. There's a very, very specific frequency that I'm meant to bring through in this world, that I'm meant to bring through in this work. It's what has the deep and powerful impact that this work has. And when I forget that, when I start looking at what other people are doing and thinking it's supposed to be something other than what I'm doing, something else like what they're doing, basically what I'm doing is I'm rejecting that. I'm turning off the faucet. I'm stifling my ability to be in and step forward on my own soul path. I'm basically trying to edge in on theirs. And y'all, I don't want their soul path. It's not built for me. It's not going to feel good to me. It's not going to feel fulfilling. I'm going to always feel like something's missing. Right? And it's always when I give myself permission to remember my way, to remember my frequency, exactly who I am and how I'm meant to be showing up and how I'm meant to be doing this work, what I'm supposed to be bringing through. And I return to my soul and my cosmic team. I return to, like, I just got the vision of, like, you know, the horse blinkers, like the, you put the like little, blinkers on the side of a horse's face so that they're not distracted by what they see outside of themselves. That, when I return to that, everything opens up. Literally, this is what exactly happened right as I was about to start. I was at the tail end of my She-Wolf launch, my course called She-Wolf. I had gotten really stuck because I was looking outside of myself and seeing what other people were doing and really thinking that I was supposed to be doing something differently. And as soon as I came back into my own realm, if you will, and came back to the feminine, because there is no way that we are in our sacred feminine and sacred masculine archetypes when we're in deep comparison with other people, when we're rejecting who we are, judging who we are. As soon as I came home to all of that stuff that I practice and that I teach, everything shifted. I literally had the biggest month of income in my business I've had so far. The stuff is bananas. It's bananas how fast it works. But it was a really deep lesson for me this year, and one that I kind of have to keep coming back to, because like I said, I am easily inspired by other people. Easily, easily inspired. I don't know if you're familiar with human design, but I'm a manifester, and so I'm constantly inspired and constantly getting new ideas. And when they come from other people, I also have a lot of open channels in human design. So when it comes to like being influenced and impacted and inspired by other people, I sometimes think it's my own stuff and I'm like, oh, but I need to do this. And so I really have to be careful about staying in my own lane. But this is true for all of us. As soon as we get taken out by what someone else, what Joe Blow or so-and-so down the way is doing, or the person that we admire, or the person that we strive to be more like, as soon as we get overly connected, overly attached, and overly focused on their way, and aren't checking in really deeply with what's inside of us, how we feel, what our intuition is telling us, what our bodies are telling us, then we always fall out of alignment. And when we fall out of alignment, our lives kind of spin out of that place that feels like flow, that feels like serendipity, that feels like magic and miracle and everything. Oh my God, everything's synchronicities and happening for me. And holy crap, I can't believe that just happened. That kind of space. We fall right out of that. And as soon as we come back in, as soon as we click back into our alignment, into what we know, into who we are, into our power, our intuition, our truth, our sensations, our emotional body, and our emotional technology, everything shifts. Everything snaps back into place. The universe starts orchestrating and organizing itself around our choices. So there are a number of things I want to offer you to come back in here, come back into center. Honestly, the meditations that we do every single time I do this podcast, that's one of the things. That's one of the ways that you can really deeply, powerfully come back into your own space, right? Like I said in the meditation, how often do we even give ourselves permission to close our eyes and to be quiet and to find stillness and to create spaciousness for ourselves, for our breathing, for our internal thoughts and emotions and our intuition? How often do we give that to ourselves? How often do we just let ourselves turn off the outer world for a little while? Try that sometime instead of coming home and turning on the TV. Listen, I'm guilty as much as anybody of TVing it in the evening after my boyfriend gets home from work. But sometimes I feel it. Sometimes I feel that I'm just numbing out. I'm numbing myself to a deeper experience, and I have to stop. I have to turn it off. I have to turn on some music instead and grab a book or grab my journal. So that's the first. That's the first invitation, is how can you find and foster more ways to get intimate with you? And I don't mean that just in the sense of like self-pleasuring. That's all amazing, fine, and good. But this is a little bit different. This is different because, in my opinion, as powerful a practice as it is to self-pleasure, it can come with an aspect of the wounded masculine, which is simply that I want to reach a goal, right? I'm trying to keep this fairly PG. I'm trying to reach a goal. There's an end goal in mind and I want to reach it, and that's what I'm here for. And we're not really deepening in. It's kind of a lot of times self-pleasuring unless you really have cultivated a practice for presence with yourself in a much deeper way, then it's just scratching an itch. And so rather than that, what I want you to start, invite you to start practicing before that, because of course, like I said, that's a really beautiful practice as well, but I invite you to cultivate more intimacy with your invisible realms, internal realms, before you do so. And so what ways could you do that? And what ways could you cultivate more intimacy with the things about yourself that you can't see, that you can't define, that you can't put on a spreadsheet, that you can't measure? Your thoughts, your emotions, your energy, your intuitive nature, your soul, your spirit guides, whatever that looks like for you. If you don't have a meditation practice, I highly recommend starting one first thing in the morning. There's a really deeply potent activation and alchemy that happens when we meditate first thing in the morning, because we are more capable of carrying that energy throughout our day. We're more capable of staying in our center throughout our day. Can you journal more? Can you actually take time, and not just from a perspective of like reporting on what has happened in your day? That's fine too, but let yourself pour that out. Let yourself kind of vomit up what happened in your day on the page, and then give yourself a chance to connect deeper and not just be reporting on the activities and the events that have happened, but really let yourself connect to something deeper. How did you feel? What were the thoughts that flitted through your mind that you didn't take time for that day? What daydreams showed up in your mind, in your imagination, that you dismissed because you were busy? Can you write those down? Can you write those down and let yourself get more intimate with it? What would happen? What would that look like? Can you flesh it out a little bit more? Can you tap in to see how you feel when you write about it, when you think about it? It doesn't matter what it is for you. Can you find time and space and give yourself the gift of connecting to yourself, your internal self, more deeply? There are a number of meditations. You can find them everywhere, anywhere, on YouTube, on wherever, whoever it is you follow, on podcasts. I have a number of meditations that you're welcome to try out. And they're in the shop on my site. But it really doesn't matter how you do this practice. It doesn't matter how you choose to connect more deeply, only that you choose it and that you continue to choose it, that you try for consistency in choosing it. And that doesn't mean, so for me, consistency is simply about devotion. And it doesn't mean you're holding yourself to a rule or a rigid standard, right? Because that would be wounded masculine. That would be the linearity of the masculine. Instead, can you simply continue to keep choosing it because it would feel better? Because it would feel better to have access to all of you and to feel more centered in your day, to feel more in your power in your day, to feel more embodied and confident and whole all day long. Can you keep choosing whatever practice it is you choose every single morning? A couple other things are coming to me to offer you fairly briefly. One is similar to what I was just sharing with you about a journaling practice. It's a really potent practice to reflect on your day at night. So I'm encouraging you to create a morning practice because it's so powerful in your ability to carry through the energy that you want to carry through, the energy that feels good for you to hold and embody throughout your entire day. And it makes it much easier for you to reconnect to it if you start with that in the morning. But it can also be really powerful to have an evening kind of reflective journal practice where you actually let yourself check in with the whole day, not reporting on it, like I said, but checking in with how you felt. I noticed that I felt this. I noticed that I felt that when that happened. I noticed that I was feeling like this earlier in this meeting or standing in line at Starbucks or when I was having this conversation with my lover or what have you, whatever that looks like. Let yourself start to really identify and get familiar with your emotional process. Not from a place of judgment, not from a place of measurement, not from a place of like wanting to control them, but just so that you start to see and witness yourself in a deeper way. See if you can cultivate compassion for whatever came up for you that day, however you felt, whatever emotion was arising for you. And the other one I wanted to mention to you was self-touch. Now, I mean that in a more sensual rather than sexual way, although it is like it does tend to feel pretty sexy and it does tend to cultivate some pleasurable feelings. And again, like I mentioned before, this isn't about self-pleasuring, although if that happens at the end of it, that's awesome. Because what I've noticed is, like I said, when we're self-pleasuring, there can be, like I said, if you don't have a practice built in to be cultivating intimacy in a deeper way, it can kind of come with like, I gotta hit the finish line or what have you, or we aren't focusing on anything but that part of our bodies. Does that make sense? We're really focused on this kind of linear, narrow attention on that particular part of our body. And what this practice of self-touch that I'm talking about is actually letting yourself move your hands all over your body with a lover's touch, with a masseuse's touch, with deep reverence for every part of your body. Literally, if you can imagine touching every part of your body, with the energy and the intention of, I love you. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so sorry that I haven't been kind, as kind to you as I could be. I'm so sorry that I've judged you, and I love you. And just let yourself spend time with your skin. Spend time with every part of your body. Spend time with every inch of you in a way that's just about loving and spending time with and getting intimate with. Because again, how often do we get intimate with ourselves in any way except for to scratch an itch typically, right? How often do we get intimate with our toes, with our kneecaps, with our shoulders? Like, how often do we give ourselves that gift? And I'm not just offering you that practice just to be kind of like trite about it and like, well, I'll just give you something to do. It's a really deeply energetic and alchemical practice, this coming home and connecting with our bodies. I remember one of the first times I actually let myself really do this practice. It's been in my space for a while, and I kind of just was like, yeah, whatever. That sounds all nice and everything, sure. Which some of you probably are feeling. And then there was a night when I had a night to myself, all to myself, and I had had a very big energetic day, and I took a really long bath. And then I got out of the bath and I decided to just do this practice, take time and literally love and touch and caress every single part of my body. This was pretty early on in my doing this work. And I'm not kidding when I tell you there was one of the most profound energetic cracking opens that happened for me that night after I did that. When I went to bed, the dreams, when I woke up, the downloads and the visions that I had in the middle of the night, the things that kept on coming the next day, we often just feel like we want to separate what we consider to be quote unquote real world and physical world from our energetic world, from our internal world. And they are not separate. There's nothing about them that is separate. Our bodies are simply the vessel for our souls, right? That it's the vessel for our energetic being, for our emotional being. Our bodies are actually also how we feel emotions, right? It's one of the ways that we feel emotions. It's how that emotion, that energy moves through us, is what actually causes us to feel emotions. So when you're rejecting or ignoring one facet of who you are, the physical or the energetic or the emotional, we're reducing ourselves to being carbon copies of what we're actually really made for and what we're actually really capable of. We are stifling who we came here to be and what we're actually meant for. We're stifling our ability to have them, to receive them, to call them in. And so take some time with these practices that I've offered you here today. The energetic, the emotional, the intimately physical, and just start doing the work. Start choosing yourself first every morning if you can. If it has to be every evening for a while, that's fine, but see how you can shuffle things a little bit to start your mornings out this way. In my experience, it is absolutely a game changer. My days are completely different. They feel completely different when I let myself start with me. If you want to go deeper into any of this work, like I said, I've got an option for you no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're ready for, no matter how much you want to invest money and time-wise. If you want it all, if you want to go really deep, you're super fed up with being stuck and having less than what you know you're meant for, I invite you to dive in as deep as you can. As deep as you can. I've got very deep courses to shift literally everything about your archetypal platform, your archetypal blueprint into the blueprint you were built for. Shift everything about the foundation you're building your life upon so that everything gets to feel better. If you want to start smaller, start smaller. There's the membership. There are small bundles called tastes. that you can just dip your toe in and see what this work is all about. There are mini courses. And then, of course, there are the courses that I guide you in personally. Now, those are limited in space and in offerings. I only offer my courses typically once a year, each one of them. So sign up for wait lists. I always give my early birds coupon codes for being on the wait list. So come find me at heather-allison.com. Find the thing that feels right and feels perfect for you. There is something for you there. If there's any part of your life that feels like it's stuck, like it's in struggle, like you feel like there's supposed to be more, I invite you to just come dive in and try something on in your flavor, in your size, and let it start to create the shifts that you've been craving. I can't stress enough how powerful this work is, how deeply transformative. I'm always getting messages of gratitude from my clients thanking me for blowing the lid off of the places they were stuck, over the places that felt really hard and heavy and full of struggle for them, thanking me for helping them change how their relationships feel or change their love lives entirely, helping them find the love of their lives and letting it be easy, for finally finding the pleasure and the success and the abundance in their business because they get to step into their actual soul purpose. And once we do that, the universe is at our back and it's working for us, and so is our soul, and it gets to be easier. I'm sure you can see a theme here. And who are so blown away by the intuitive experiences that they have. So come see for yourself if you feel called. Otherwise, send me a message if you'd like. Ask me questions. I'm happy to speak to your questions on air next time on my podcast. I love answering questions, actually. So send away. And then you'll actually get entered to win a free month in my membership. So thank you so much for being here. Go practice those things that I just offered for you. And dive into whatever else you want to find on my site. There's all sorts of other good freebies and things like that to come dive into. Thank you so much for being here, loves, and I will see you again next time on The Golden Path with Heather Allison.